the omic of what's going on in Tosa Zivar Maslow Shekinegdo.
Natalie Ginsburg.
The Tosis asks a question. I'm today Kathar Akiva Eger is bothered. It's so basic that he doesn't even believe that it belongs on our daf. He's bothered that doesn't belong in our daf. And that is, Tosis is bothered at the end of the day, what's the difference between a choshud that we say that there's a takana midrabanan that the shekenegdo takes a shvua, versus that there are times we say mitoch sheni yachol yishava mishalim. There are times that we say that if somebody can't swear, so then in such a case he pays. Why is it that Chazal by Choshuz made a takana that shekenegdo swears against him, versus there are times, like Naska the Rabbi Abba, as well as the case of Chamshin Yadana, but Chamshin Lo Yadana, where there we say, Mitok Sheni Yachol Yishava Mishalim. We're going to consistently contrast Chamshin Yadana and Chamshin Lo Yadana to Shekinegdo, to Choshut. And the Talmidim came over and I explained to him privately how it fits back to Naska the Rabbi Abba as well. We're going to continue to focus on Chamshin Yadana. I was very impressed. Max came over to me midnight last night to ask me about this and other points. Let's leave Naska the Rabbi Abba to the side. We could just as well explain it, even though I'm not spelling it out entirely. Says Tosis two terutzim of why by Choshud we make a takana of Shekinegdo, versus when it comes to Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, then in such a case there is no takana. What's Tosis's first terutz? Tosis says that it's a basic logical takana midrabanan. The logical takana midrabanan is then Moshafkis Chayil Achol Olam, that any time someone becomes a gazlan, we dramatized yesterday that any time that there's going to be a gazlan, that we protect gazlanim too. What do we mean we protect gazlanim? We don't let them make shvuas, but we don't let people take advantage of them unfairly as well. So lo shafkis chay l'chol beria, anybody is going to put a gazlan into a shvua situation. For example, he knows that the gazlan owes him $50, so he's going to say, you owe me $100. Then the gazlan's not going to be able to make a shvua. He's going to be stuck. And then he'll say, mitoch sheni yachol yishava mishalem. Comes along chazal b'chachmasan, and they give the shekenegdo, they give him a shvua. This is the explanation of the first teretz of Tosos of the difference between Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, and the case of Choshu. In other words, by a gazlan, we got to protect the gazlan. Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana is not a particular person. It's not a personality type, Lo Yadana. It's not a Lo Yadana personality type, even though maybe nowadays, with the rise of anxiety, maybe Lo Yadana does exist as a personality type. But we don't need to create a new takana to protect the Lo Yadana. In contrast to Gazlan, we want to protect the Gazlan. That's Tosa's first text. Says Rabina has a great line. Rabina says that nowadays the boys who don't have anxiety, they have anxiety that they don't have anxiety. So that's Tosis's first teretz. Tosis's second teretz, this we all saw yesterday. Tosis's second teretz is, no, there's a fundamental difference between Yadana and Lo Yadana, and the case of Choshud. Tosis's second teretz is that when it comes to the case of a Choshud, he wants to swear. The Choshud wants to swear. Since the Choshud wants to swear, so then in such a case, we're not going to say Mitoch Sheni Yachol Yishava Mishalim. In contrast to the case of Lo Yadana, he had the opportunity to make a shvua. He put himself in the situation. In contrast to the Gazlan, we gave him a Chaloshem Gazlan. We put him into the situation. You might want to ask, but he is the one who decided to steal. He put himself in that situation. But when he put himself in the situation of stealing, that has nothing to do with the Chiyuv Shvua. We took away the Chiyuv Shvua from him. And he wants to swear. This Gazlan wants to swear. So when it comes to Lo Yadana, so then that is a particular that he created in that situation by saying Lo Yadana. Or in the case of Naska, the Rabbi Abba, he said In Chatfi, and then he put himself in that situation. So then in such a case, then we're going to say that halacha is, then he doesn't that he doesn't make a shvua. However, and there's no takon shekenegdo. However, when it comes to the chashuv where he wants to, so then in such a case, then we're not going to automatically say mitoch shen yachol lishav mishalim. On the other hand, he can't swear, so there's a takana that's made on his behalf called the takana of shekenegdo. Now there are many layers here in Tosis's Terutzim. First point that I did not make yesterday, which I want to point out, the first half of Shir today at least, is why I want to continue going deeper and analyzing Tosis's to Terutzim. Al pi derech mesora seinu. First of all, I just want to point out, they say that they crunch this very, very nicely in some of the Kitzur Svarim, that the two Terutzim of Tosos are really, you could argue, is whether Shekenegdo was done to help him, to help the Chashud, or not. Is the Takana Shekenegdo to help him out, or is the Takana of Shekenegdo there almost to hurt him? Da'ainu, let's spell it out. According to Tosis's first day, Tosis's first day is Oshav Kischaya. So there, what's the Shekenegdo do? If we're not going to have the Takana of Shekenegdo, so then everybody's going to take advantage of the Gazlan. So actually, the Takana of Shekenegdo is there to help him out, right? According to Tosis's first day. What about Tosis's second day? Tosis's second day says that this guy wants to make a shvuah. We don't let him. We don't let him, and what do? We say, no, the other guy will do a shvuah Shekenegdecha, and then he's going to end up taking the money. So on the one hand, we said he wants to, and therefore there's a takana shekenegdo. On the other hand, the shekenegdo ultimately is going to be a takana, which is going to hurt him. So if you want, you could formulate that as another difference of how to look at Tosis Terutzim. We're going to keep on contrasting what Tosis is doing in his two Terutzim to the point that's going to bring us to the Bach, which we're going to review from the beginning, which is going to bring us to the tour in the Bach, where we're going to see the halacha lemaisa difference between the two terutzim of Tosis. So these are the two terutzim. One could go a bit deeper. I'm going to spell out what the Bach is squeezing from Tosfos in the most beautiful way of the yeshivas of the Chakir. The way I said before about Ishe can go there to help him or to hurt him, so that would be a more of a descriptive way of saying it. The Bach goes a step further, and in the way they say it in the yeshivas, what the Bach does. Now, the Bach doesn't say it as in the style of the Gedolei Rashi yeshivas of the last 100-150 years in a chakira, but you'll see that after we get through the halachos that the Bach is discussing, we'll see that it's really a fundamental chakira. In one could argue in the possibility of Tosis's two terutzim, and that is, when Chazal made a takana of a choshed and made a choshed possible from making a shvuah, did Chazal come along and say that a choshed has to pay? That a choshed is chayiv. A choshed is chayiv. He can't make a shvuah to exempt himself. And once he can't make a shvuah to exempt himself, he's now chayiv to pay. The only thing is, there's one condition. The Shekenegdo is going to have to swear. Or do we say no? Chazal never went that far and said that a choshed has to pay. The choshed is still potter. The Shekenegdo, when he swears, then he's going to be mechayev the guy money. So did Chazal, in the takana of choshed, create the phenomenon that the guy is chayiv to pay? The guy is chayiv to pay. And just that if the Shekenegdo doesn't swear, so then in such a case, then he's going to be off the hook, the choshed is going to be off the hook. Or is the pshat that they never made the choshed chayiv to pay? The choshed is still potter to pay. When the Shekenegdo takes the shvua, so then he's now mechayiv the gazlon in a tashlumin. This is a classic yeshiva shechatira in two ways of looking at the same halacha of chashut. The Bach found a case lahalacha where we have a chashut, where we have an impossibility for him to make a shvua, and because there's no shvua for him, and there's no possibility of the shekinedgo to be chayiv the shvua, to make a shvua, as we'll describe in a moment, the Bach argues, according to some rishonim, now the gazlan's chayiv to pay, because what happened, as we said in the first side of the chakira, a chashud loses his ability to swear. Memela he becomes chayiv. Memela you have the rule mitok sheni yachid rishon mishalim. And then he finds other rishonim that hold not that way. Other rishonim who say that no, who says that the halacha is going to be that when you have a chashud who doesn't swear, automatically he has to pay. We're going to see that inside. Now, Rabosai, before we see that inside, how the Bach does it, let's cheshbon how it would be possibly totally the Tutei Ritzim of Tosas. What does Tosas say in the first day? Tosas says that when it comes to the chashud, Tosas says that when it comes to this guy, this chashud, why don't we say mitoch sheni yachol lishav mishalim? In the first day, Tosas says you're right. We should say mitoch sheni yachol lishav mishalim. In other words, once we label this guy as a chashud, memela he has a chiyuv mamon. He's stuck. That was part of the halacha of the gazlan. Once we label this guy a gazlan, memela he's chayiv to pay. The only thing is, we have a technicality of lo shafkis chayiv lechol beria. And the rabbanan came along and they put a takanas chachamim to protect this guy, as we said previously, the first teretz. It's there to protect him. That's Tysus' first teretz. What did Tysus say in the second teretz? Tysus in the second teretz says something very, very different. Tysus in the second teretz says, you want to say mitoch sheni yachol lishav mishalem? Not fair! This guy wants to make a shvua. And if this guy wants to make a shvua, there's no reason to say mitoch sheni yachol lishav mishalem. There's no reason to say mitoch sheni yachol lishav mishalem. And therefore, Tosa says, there's an ein anido doma l'raya. Chamshin yadana, the chamshin lo yadana. Then we say mitoch sheni yachol lishav mishalem. Over here, if he wants to make a shvua, then it's different. Let's analyze. What do you mean, because he wants to make a shvua? Who cares about the fact that he wants to make a shvua? Argues the Bach. Who cares about the fact that the guy wants to make a shvua? At the end of the day, according to Tosas' first daya, we would argue, he's chayiv money. Once he's chayiv money, you can want all you want. At the end of the day, the only way you're going to be potter is if you make a shvua. So came along Chazal, and Chazal said, wait, one more thing. We put on top of it is that Shekinegdo has to make a shvua. Tosas in the second day says, no! Tosas in the second day says, the fact that he wants to make a shvua is enough. He must be assuming, says the Bach, the other side of the chakira. And that side of the chakira is, you're not chayiv money automatically just because you want to make a shvua. Just because you can't make a shvua. Just because he's a chashud lav dafka, is there a chayiv mamonos? And that's what's behind Tosas' second teretz. Now let's again see it in the tour and see it in the Bach. So I asked the Talmidim to make a non-hieroglyphics copy. Okay? So I think there are some non-hieroglyphics copies. If you could pass it around. You take a look. If you want a clearer edition of the Torah in the Bach, we now have the clearer one. The Bach, the Torah writes. On the bottom of page Reish Aleph, the Kosav Aramba, Shomer Shayachoshu V'Toyin She'ibed Apikadon Ov Nignav Ein Shekinegdo Yachol Yishava V'Lito She'arei Ein Atoyanoi V'Adai She'achlo. A Shomer that says that is, let's start the other way. The Baal Abayah says to the Shomer, you are a Ganif. So then in such a case, the halacha is that the Shomer is Chayv Shvua, and the guy is going to be stuck. The Shomer is going to be stuck if he was already a Choshud. What if, and therefore he's going to have to pay, the Shekinego will be able to make a Shvua, and then the Shomer is going to have to pay. Now here, that's obvious, that everybody agrees. Let's focus on the top of Reish Beis. Leficha, im toan baal apikodom, va'omar bifonai sholach yad v'pidoni. Oh, I'm sorry. I mixed up the case slightly. The Rambam's case, I went out of order. For some reason, he switches. I would prefer the Torah did in the opposite order. Let's start again. In a case in which there is a shomer who says, I don't know for sure, but I believe you stole it, then that's enough to be able to be mechayiv the shomer shvur. Says the Rambam, okay, the following halacha would be Shomer Shahaya Oschas, Shomer Shahaya Choshut Vitoin Shibir Abikadon Nignav, Ein Shekineg the Yachol Ishavalito, Share Ein Atano Vada Ishachlo. The Shomer is Chayiv Shvua, he can't make it. On the other hand, the Shekinegdo can't make a Shvua, argues the Rambam, because he only tainted the Torah suffix. The only time, continues the tour, that the halacha will be that the shomer is going to have to pay is if the Baal HaBayis tainas b'toras vadai. Lefichach, imton Baal HaPikadah v'omar b'fonai shalach yod b'hikdoni, o achlo, nishbat alech et akars chacham v'notel. That would be the only time that he'll be able to collect. And Rabbeinu Yeshaya disagrees. V'Rabbeinu Yeshaya kosav nirali. Not only in a case where the Baal HaBayis says, I'm sure, but even in a case where the Baal HaBayis doesn't know for sure. The halach is the shomer is going to have to pay. Why? Because in this case, the shomer is chayiv a shvua and he can't make a shvua. The fact that the Toveya can't make a Shvua doesn't bother us, says Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Back inside. The Toveya would have been able to be the Shekinegdo and would have been the Chayiv, the Shomer. The Hashda, and now, even in the case of where the Toveya, the Baal HaBayis, is only a Safek, the Hashda Shetan Safek, who ain't Yachal Yishava, Vishikinegdo Mechuyiv Shuv, ain't Yachal Yishava, who Meshale. Even though the Toveya is not going to be able to make a Shvua, the Shomer still has the rule, Mitok Sheni Yachal Yishava, Meshale. So Rabbi Osai to crunch. According to the Rambam, the fact that the Shomer can't make a Shvua is not enough for him to be chayiv to pay. It has to be that the Toveya made a Shvua, and then the Shomer, who's a Choshed, is going to have to pay. In contrast to the Rabbeinu Yeshaya, even if the Toveya doesn't make a Shvua, since the Shomer had to make a Shvua and he couldn't make a Shvua, we say, Mitok Sheni Yachal Yishava Mishalem. Explains the Bach. What's the Yisod of the two Deos over here? What's the Yisod of the two Deos? When it comes to a Choshut who can't make a Shvua, do we fall back to the fact that once he can't make a Shvua, Mamela is Chayiv to pay? Rabbeinu Yeshua. Yeshaya says we fall back, while the Rambam is of the opinion that until the Shekinegdo makes the Shvua, you can't be Mechayiv the Choshud. And since the Shekinegdo can't make the Shvua, Mamela the Choshud is Potter. Continues the Bach. That's our two deos of Tosos. According to the opinion of Rabbeinu Yeshaya, who says that the halacha is that he's going to have to pay, the shomer is going to have to pay, even if the toveya didn't make a shvua, Shekinegdo didn't make a shvua. That's because the starting point is that the choshud has to pay once he doesn't have a shvua. He has to pay. And we have a rule of mitok sheni yachal ishava mishalim. There was a takana for Shekinegdo. That was only in the case of Lo Shafkis Chai L'Chol Beria, to protect Stama Gazlon. But over here, argues the Bach, over here, he got himself into a problem by painting himself a Shomer. Whose Lashon does that go according to? That goes according to the Lashon of the first day of Tosos. Let's see that in the Bach. The Bach, on this edition, is on page Reish Aleph. He says like this: "Varamas virulei, Rabbeinu Yishayahu mas virulei, the medina b'choshen nami, ain shekinegdo tzarich lishava, ela nota below shvua, the mitol shein anit b'yachol lishava mishalim. Ela, in general, we have halach the mitol shein yachol lishava mishalim. Elo mishum dim kein lo shaf kischaim lechol achashudin lekol ha'olam yiviyu lidei shvuv yit lekol ha'shalom. Lefichach tiknu de kishenegdo nishba minota." That's why it was instituted. Vim kein lechize b'shomer shu chashud by a shomer delekol meim lo shaf kischaim demiach richenu shiikabel al yiyos shomer. So then in such a case, who says we made such a takana? By a shomer. And therefore, when the Shekinegdo cannot make a shvuah, what's the halacha going to be? The halacha is going to be that he's going to have to do what? He's going to have to pay. Avala Rambam, skipping down. Avala Rambam, svirle de lo kai malon mitoch she'en yachol shava. The Rambam holds that there isn't a halacha mitoch she'en yachol shava, except in the case of Nascha de Rabbi Abba, ubicham shin yodana. Avol bechoshut, skipping a line, de beratzon unishba im nenichenu ulakach lo yishalim ukid idach shinuya de tosvos, like the second day of tosvos, and therefore the Rambam says a choshut is not chayim money, just like our Tosfos said. Why is he not chayim money? Because the second day of Tosfos says he's not going to be chayim money if he wants to swear. He's saying I want to come and swear. So the Bach is this fundamental yeshiva shechakira within the halacha of choshud. Is a choshud chayim in money until the shekinegdo doesn't swear? That's the first day of Tosfos. According to the second day of Tosfos, no, he's not chayim in money. Why? Because he wants to come and make a shvua. Now, Rabosai, any clarification questions before we go on? Yes, Yonatan.
So, according to Rabbeinu
Yeshaya,
what would he say the role of Kinegdo is?
According to Rabbeinu Yeshaya, the role of Kinegdo is a takana that was made on behalf of the shomer of the choshud, a takana where lo shaf kischai lechol beria applies, like in the case of Gazlan. But by Shomer, the takana was never made. And therefore we should say, Allah mitok sheni yachol yishava mishalim.
Shomer's only a chashid?
Not because the Shomer's only a chashid, but because the takana was never made for a Shomer. The takana was never made for a Shomer. Yes, Gedalia?
I was wondering, can someone argue that the Baal Bayis got himself into this situation because he knew the Shomer was a chashid when he deposited his item with him?
That's an interesting question.
So now we're giving this...
Right, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Rabosai, I want to discuss pshat. This is a beautiful hesber in the nafkamina between the two terutzim of Tosfos. The Bach's hesber is beautiful. Can anybody tell me why in pshat, the pshat is not mukhrach in Tosfos? Why is this pshat not muchruch in Tulsa? This is a classic case where you see a beautiful hesber. A beautiful hesber. It is an absolutely beautiful hesber. You see so much lurking below the lines of Tosas. Tosas gave two terutzim, and the Chura, one is assuming that we generally say on the level of the Araisa Mitoch Sheni Yachal Lisham Mishalim on the Choshud, and the other one is saying no, you don't say Mitoch Sheni Yachal Lisham. The guy wants to come and pay. Yes, Yonatan?
Is it possible that they're each trying to get a definite definition out of Tosfos? Tosfos is just trying to explain the cases according to two different opinions in the Gemara.
What do you mean, two different opinions?
Like each case in the... Like the
what you said was beautiful, except to where you got to the point of two different opinions in the Gemara.
The first theory of Tosfos is just trying to explain the case of Chamshin and Lo-Chamshin, and the second case is just trying to explain Nasa Rabbi Abba, where we'd be able to differentiate them. Each has a different idea of... We're going to differentiate between
why can't
and mitoch.
Okay.
Because, okay.
I agree with the first half you said, and I would love if you proved me the second half. The second half, I'm not convinced at all. Comes along Yonatan, and he's mechavin to the Chazon Ish. Here, Rabbos, I pass around the second copy. Now, this is a great study in understanding the godless of the Chazon Ish, and also a challenge of learning the Chazon Ish in general. If I could have one copy as well. Here is a case where the Likud Sefer, I hardly ever photocopy a Likud Sefer for you, but in this case, because the Chazon Ish is so hard to read, for those of you who have time for a good Chazara, I'd like you to try to read over the Chazon Ish. To try to read it over inside. In the Sefer Ol Torah, they do a beautiful job of summarizing what the Chazon Ish says. And this is a case study in terms of how to read Tosfos and how to read Tosfos the way the Bach and many Gedolei Achron would read the Tosfos versus the way the Chazon Ish would read the Tosfos. I'll explain a little bit more what I mean by that shortly. Comes along Yonatan and the Chazon Ish, and they say... The pshat. Now, the Chazon Ish has a reason why he doesn't want to learn this way. They point out that it's not muchrach in Tosfos. There's an entirely different way of reading Tosfos. Who says Tosfos is discussing a fundamental takira? I want to point out that Tosfos never said va'od yesh lomar. All Tosfos said was va'od. Why did Tosfos not say Va'od Yesh Lomar? Let's just spell out in pshat. What's Tosfos doing when he says Va'od? What Tosfos is giving is another distinction between Mitoch Sheni Yachal Lishav Mishale and our case. Tosfos was not necessarily saying, I'm saying two fundamentally different Havanas on how you look at Choshuv. Tosfos never said that. The Bach understood no. The Bach understood that these two distinctions are two fundamentally different terutzim to what the difference is between Choshud and Chamshin Yadan and Chamshin Lo Yadan. If that's so, that Tosfos is not Va'od Yesh Lomar, but Tosfos is Va'od, all Tosfos is doing is giving two differences between the case of Chamshin, the Chamshin Lo Yadana, and the case of Choshud. And all Tosfos is doing is giving two different reasons why Chazal would create the Takana of Shekinegdo by Choshud and not create that Takana by Chamshin Yadan and Chamshin Lo Yadan. In Kainim Advarim, if that's so then there's no fundamental Chakira of how we look at Choshud, whether Choshud starts off with a Chiyuv Tashlumin or not. How do we read Tosfos? Tosfos is explaining to us there are two motivations that Chazal had to say that when it comes to a Choshud, we would create the requirement of Shekinegdo versus the Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, where Chazal did not have the motivation to do Kenegdo. What are those two motivations? Number one is Lo Shafkis Chaya L'chol Beria, which exists only by Choshut, by Gazlan. And number two is that this guy wants to come and swear. If this guy wants to come and swear, so then in such a case, we didn't create that takana. And Tosis is not giving two fundamental terutzim. If there are only now two different reasons, so then the whole nekudas hamachlokis that they say in the yeshivas, that the Bach already said, the yeshivas they were saying that, the yeshivas they didn't stop say it on their own. The Bach already said it. The Bach is a giant. It's a shita la'alacha. The Bach claimed that that was the machlokis between, and you could read Tosis that way. It's a possibility. It's not wrong, Chasli. We never say the Bach is wrong. But at the same time, now the question becomes whether the Bach's pshat is mukhruch. Now comes along the Chazon Ish and he takes on the world. The truth is no debut that preceded him. And even though the Ktsais and the Bach and others, you have the list in front of you in the old Torah, all learn that way. Chazon Ish has a Gemara that seems to indicate that the assumption that a Choshud is not the assumption that a chosh is automatically chayiv mamon, the Chazon Ish says, seems to be 100% correct. The way we were masbir the first day of Tosis. And therefore he says the second day is also just explaining why Chazal made the takon of Shekinegdo. But everybody agrees that a chosh is chayiv money. Chosh is chayiv money. He can't make a shvua. And the Chazon Ish brings it right from Shuas Daf Mem Zayin. And therefore, the second day of Tosos is not going, it's not a second day. It's not two fundamentally different Terutzim. All of what Od is doing is just saying this is another reason why Chazal had the motivation to create the Shekinegdo. But of course everybody agrees that the Choshud is Chayiv to pay. And Chazal made a Takana Shekinegdo on his behalf, L'kulei Alma. On his behalf, L'kulei Alma. Why did they make the Takana on his behalf, L'kulei Alma? They made the Takana on his behalf for two reasons. Number one, Lo Shafkis Chayiv. Number two is he wants to swear. It's not fair to him. But not to say that he's not Chayiv money. Of course he's Chayiv money. That's the way Chazal is the Choshud L'kulei Alma. If you want to see it in the Chazon Ish's words, it's a little bit cryptic. The Chazon Ish says, V'yeshlam ein kavanasam, first line, test gimel, ein kavanasam debechoshud ein ha-meshalim min ha-din, elam etakonis chachonim. You're not going to say that there was a takonis chachonim that comes along that says that Shekinegdo makes a shvua and mele is chayiv money. Of course he's chayiv money from the first place. To behead yomer b'shvuas, because that's what the Gemara in Shvuas Anaf Mem Zayin says. The Kavanas HaTosas, skipping after the brackets, eight lines in, first word on the line is Tosvos, the Kavanas Tavav, Rak Litein Tam, the Bechosh Yitiknu Chacham Shalo Yitin Shekinegdo El Beshvua. And Tosas is giving two reasons, says the Chazon Ish, why he's going to be Potter. If you want to see it, not in the Chazon Ish style of reading, in a very, very, very clear, more contemporary way of doing it, on the other side of the page, they write the following. V'lochein kosa v'chazon ish. And then he gives a bunch of other marakos, the other side, in the old Torah page. V'lochein kosa v'chazon ish. V'gam la'ateritz ha'sheni b'tosvos. Choshud chayiv v'shalim ikra adin mitok sheni yochel yishav v'shalim. All they want to do is give another time. So Rabosai, this is mamish at the core of how you read the Tosos. Is Tosos saying a fundamental chakira or not? The Chazon Ish kedarko b'kodesh took on, and here we make the point of style, of what to appreciate two different beautiful styles. You have the style of the yeshivas that once the Bach made a big deal of this Tosis, they put it into a chakira. They made a chakira and said it was a two deos in Tosis. And the Chazon Ish would often reject a chakira if it wasn't 100% mukhrach. And the Chazon Ish says, at the end of the day, you're right. There might be room to say this, but I have a beferish in Gemara, which we haven't discussed, that assumes that a choshev we automatically say mitoch sheni yachol ishava mishale. And therefore, the Chazon Ish goes back and he says, is this pshat 100% mukhrach? Now again, sometimes what happens is that people become so enamored by the godless of the Chazon Ish, they throw away all the svarim of the Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas. So that's a terrible, terrible mistake. You see, in this case, the standard pshat in the yeshivas, the Tzais HaChoshen says it's pshat in others, the Bach said la halacha, the Bach argues it's machlokas Rambam Ri. The Chazon Ish will go back and say, no, I could read the other Rishon differently. So these are two different traditions. But this, you see something absolutely beautiful from here. You see how deep you could read the two Deos and Tosas, and then after you read them so deeply, and you formulate a Chakira, then you have to go back and ask yourself, is this Pshat Mukhruch in the words of Tosas? And then it comes back to really, really reading Tosas properly, like Yonatan's point. Beautiful. Kafta Eferach. You know, they say that Rabosai, not to be defensive and to be respectful to other shitas is so, so, so important. I think that was one of the tickets that gave Rav Shach his rise to being a mashpia in the world of Torah. Rav Shach's style was much closer to the Bach that we did today. He would develop, point out different lashonos, and then develop a chakira and show how that answers questions and so on and so forth. The Rav Shach, in one of his first pieces that he ever published, it's in the Sefer Avi Ezri, his Sefer on the Rambam, about Olas Re'iyah and Karban Chagiga. He printed it in a Torah periodical, and it's well known that the Chazon Ish was not happy with some of the chidushim that Reb Chaim and his Talmidim wrote. So the point that we have a Reb Gilyonos of the Chazon Ish on Reb Chaim himself. The Chazon Ish was never mezalzel in Reb Chaim, chas v'chalila, but it's well known that he thought that some of the categories, think about the last Reb Chaim that we did, Reb Chaim was mechadesh, that there was a mechayiv versus the chiyuv, and korban shvu, you look at like this, and all based to be Miyashi the Ram, he created categories. The Chazon Ish, anytime he felt that a category that in Brisk was created that wasn't 100% Mukhrach, he would do everything he can to show that that category was not correct. That was the Chazon Ish's style. Never with being Mezalzel in Reb Chaim. So Rav Shach wrote a Shtikl Torah about Olas Re'iyah and Karban Chagiga in a Torah periodical. And the Chazon Ish wrote back, and he tried, and he showed where to a point that he felt that Rav Shach's chiddush was not mukhruch at all. Very similar to this idea of the Bach. Yeah, you could say that, but mehechitesi, and then if I find the Gemara, and now we're adding, I'm sure what's behind the Chazon Ish is it's not mukhruch that it's two deus in Tosas, there just might be two reasons for the Takanas Chachamim. So the Chazon Ish wrote back why he thought that all the categories were artificial. It wasn't the legitimate chakira. There weren't two shitas. V'chuleh, v'chuleh. The amazing thing is that Rav Shach, he printed it, the Shtikl Torah in his Sefer, and then he printed the Chazon Ish's rebuttal. And the Chazon Ish's rebuttal is very, 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 very sharp. Not only does the Chazon Ish rebut it, but the Chazon Ish says, and therefore you shouldn't make up new categories when the new categories are not mukhruch, and you have to be very, very careful in being mechadish kedushin. And Rav Shach printed a sefer. He printed every single word of the Chazon Ish's entire. And the Chazon Ish was mamish being sharp against this one thing. Reb Chaim, who was older than him, v'chulei. So it was one thing. Rav Shach was much younger than him, and the Chazon Ish mamish took him to town. And Rav Shach printed every single word of it. Every single word. Laman Ha'emes, he writes, Laman Ha'emes, I have to print also the Chazon Ish's strong rebuttal of this Chidushei Torah. These are beautiful traditions within Klal Yisrael. And if you're not trained to think in this Derech HaYeshivas, then ultimately there'll be so many categories in Tosas that Tosas brings out that you realize with the omek of the possible omek of what's going on. And to this day, it becomes a machlokas, whether this is the correct way of reading Tosas or not. I wanted to go on to next those Zain Lecha B'yadi. I'll take Yonatan to Aaron, and then there's still a lot to say. Go ahead. Yeah.
Is it possible for the sort of Machlokes between the Ba'ath and the Chazanish is how to understand the Rambam?
That might be. But I'm not focusing on that at all. What I'm focusing on is how to read the Tosas. It's clear the Bach read it as two fundamental deis, as the way they say in the yeshivas, that there are two ways to understand whether Choshen Tzchai of money. That's clear that the Bach understood it the way in the yeshivas, and the Chazon Ish argued that he had a Beferish in Gemara that was not correct. And Memela, we would like to show, like Yonatan had suggested, Yonatan, I was not Mekabel, maybe you want to advance more. Yonatan wants to go a step further. Yonatan wants to say that each one of those, reasons are that of Tosas, that one is corresponding Chanshin Yadana, Chanshin Lo Yadana, and the other is corresponding to Naskha de Rabbi Abba. That I didn't see anybody say. That sounds really fascinating to me, but I have a mitzvah to cover ground as well. If I'm going to get a Din V'Cheshbon, if my Talmidim, and when they're 78 years old, are Amaratzin. So let's continue on. Let's go to Tosein Lecha B'yadi. Okay, Yonatan, maybe you're right. So let's continue on. Zok de Heilige Tesis. Ein Lecha B'yadi Potter V'Amar of Nachman. Okay, so we said that there's another shvua that's dancing around over here, and the shvua that's dancing around over here is that Rav Nachman says that you need to make a shvuas heses, and here you can't make a shvuas. So Gemara says maybe then he'll be chayiv to pay. He'll be chayiv to have a shekinegdo making a shvuah if he does, and if he doesn't, he'll have to pay. And the Gemara gives an answer: takanta l'takanta lo avdina. Tosas now gets involved with shvuas heses. Everybody knows that shvuas heses is a shvuah that was instituted in a case of where min haTorah you're not chayiv a shvuah. But the Gemara says on Daf Mem Amud Beis on the bottom in Shavuos, the Gemara says that there was a Shavuos Heses that was instituted because we have a rule Chazokayim Toveilim Ken Yeshlo. That could very well be, the Gemara doesn't mean we know for sure, but it could very well be that the guy's being Toveya you, that there's a sign that he owes you money. Says Tosis, Mehacha Mashma Da Alocha Kalish Nekam Ad Perek Shavuos Hadayonim. The low boy drawer the mona. Ela filu kol for a kol chay shuas heses. Midlo maisi hecha seifa hacha seifa the nesat loch pot. Tosis points out that there is a machlokis how far shuas heses goes. There's one case of a shuas heses where a guy says manelcha biyadi, and he says, "What are you talking about? I don't know you from Adam." Comes along Rav Nachman, and one opinion in the Gemara says Rav Nachman says that you make a shuas heses. Then there's another opinion in the Gemara that says, no, Rav Nachman would not give you a Shavuos Heses in such an instance. The instance that Rav Nachman will give you a Shavuos Heses is only a case in which the guy says, oh, yeah, right, I owe you money. And then the next day he comes back. Yonatan, can you pass my Gemara Shavuos? What exactly happens the next day? Says, oh, I'll pay you back. What happens the next day? Here's another Gemara Shavuos here. Okay. Let's read the Gemara inside. On the bottom of thank you, a mem on the base. The Gemara says, he comes back the next day. Says, yeah. So was Rav Nachman give the guy a shvuas heses in the case of where there's a drora de mamona? Speak a shmak to go back to compare it to all the definitions we had of drora de mamona. Where there was already a case in which he admitted, there was already some type of relationship between the two. So then in such a case, Shavuos Heses. But what happens if he denies from today till tomorrow? So then in such a case, maybe Rav Nachman does not say it. So do we say Rav Nachman said in the case of Kol for HaKol? Or just in the case of Tenuali Nesatach Potter? Says Tosfos, from our Gemara is mashma that in all cases. What did Tosfos do to infer it from our Gemara? Rabosai, tell me, how did Tosfos infer it from our Gemara? That in all cases is going to be chayiv. Yes, Josh? Beautiful, because the Gemara only quotes the case manali biyotcha. That Tosfos is right. and says Tosfos, this is how Rav Hai learns. I will not discuss Max's nice question that if you look up Tosfos and Shavuos on Mem Aleph and Aleph, Rav Hai seems to say something a little bit differently. It's a nice kasha, Max. Sorry, Chiyun. Maybe we'll work on it in Shabbos. A nice question. Then Tosfos adds, I have also another Tzarchin and Pshat over here. V'itoin eini yodea b'chol yishav asheni yodea. And then Tosfos says, if a guy also says eini yodea, not only a kol for a kol, then you also have a Shavuos Esses. Then Tosfos throws in another Shavuos Esses. Tzarchin and Pshat, why did Tosfos throw this in? Some of the Talmidim read the Tosfos wrong. They read v'chein pirush b'sharm Rav Hai v'itoin ein yodea. V'chein pirush Rav Hai goes on the previous part, and then Tosfos throws in v'itoin ein yodea. We need to ask ourselves why did Tosfos throw that in? But we're not going to discuss both Rav Hai nor the v'itoin ein yodea. We're going to discuss that it's important to note that Tosfos in Shavuos on Daf Mem Aleph actually has a different position than our Tosfos. Again, our Tosfos proves from our sugya that a Shavuos Hesus even applies by a kofar akol. Tosfos in Shavuos Amid Aleph has a brilliant rejection from Rabbeinu Tam of our Tosfos. By the way, I just saw that the Tosfos rushed by us also, not in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, if I'm not mistaken, I don't recall if it's Rabbeinu Tam, you'll look up, also makes the point that Tosfos in Shavuos Amid Aleph makes. Can anybody point out why our sugya might, despite the Manali Biyotcha mentioned, might not be a strong raya that there would be a Shavuos Hesus even where there's no Drora de Mamona? Yes. Why would our sugya not be a full raya that there's a Shavuos Hesus in a case of where there is no Drora de Mamona? Yes, Yisrael?
Our case is a Dorah.
Why is our case a Dorah de Mamona?
Since every day,
beautiful. You didn't see the Tosfos?
I saw the Tosfos.
Okay, so you only halfway cheat. It's a beautiful cheat. You're allowed to cheat this way. So Tosfos in Shavuos on Mem Aleph makes a beautiful point. And the truth is, when you read our Tosfos, that this is something, what the way Rabbeinu Tam thinks, that's the way we're supposed to think. We spoke about this, right? Why we should learn B'Yun. That's one of the things that learning B'Yun does, is it teaches you how to think like the Rishonim. Says Rabbeinu Tam beautifully, V'Rabbeinu Tam Doche. Rabbeinu Tam is Doche our Tosfos. The eagle and Maimar the awesome ratio the Milsanaka. Umisefa parich the mashbian lehechadika dror the mamona. The awesome nami eka dror the mamona. Me achar shay regil limsar lo bechol yom. Over here, in the case of the Reya and the Roa, the guy already gave it to him every day. This is not a classic case of a kofar akol that the shepherd says to him, I don't know you from Adam. According to Tesis, do we have an answer to the Rajbas Kasha, why we have the whole Arichos? It's Geshmak, no? What was the Rajbas Kasha? But you know, let me finish the Tesis and then I just got excited. Let's just finish the Tesis, what Tesis is saying. Tesis said like this, Tesis says that no! You need a Dorora de Mamona for Shavuos Hesus. Our Gemara made no mention of it. The Gemara did make a mention of it. How? Because that's the case. There's a Dorora de Mamona. What's a Dorora de Mamona? I was giving it to the Shomer every day. So this Shomer was saying, Kof for Akol, and there ain't him that I gave it to him every day. So this is not Stam a Kof for Akol. He doesn't know him from Adam. We know. We have Eidus that he knows him from Adam. According to Tesis, now we have another answer to the Rajba's question. The Rajba asks, why do I need the whole Arichus? The Rajba asks, for a kind of you didn't hear the Rajba and Shir before. The Rajba asks, Ahu Reya, which is an excuse for everybody else. Everybody for sure remembers the Rajba, right? So the Gemara said, Ahu Reya, Dami Masrulei Kol Yoma, Chiyusa B'Sahadi. Every day again, Yom Achada below Sa'adi. L'self Amr L'Adam asks the Raj, but why do I need this whole history that every what he did beforehand? This is a Shaila, a Kofra Kol case. Plus an Eidus B'Miktsas. Why do I need the whole Chag Gavya? But according to Tosos, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that race, that phenomenon is critical to create the Dror of the Mamona. So there's a fundamental machlokis of how to read our Gemara over here. Is he want to say that the Rajva is going to be Lishitaso? That the Rajva did not understand that there is a Reyes over here. The Rajva doesn't accept Tosis. What did the Rajva say? The Rajva said that there is a Reyes in the opposite direction. The Rajva said the fact that over here he didn't do it with him with Eidim is a Reyesa for whom?
The Shibana. Maybe for the Raya.
Who did the Rajma say is a Reyesa for?
The Raya.
The Toveya. It's a Reyesa for the Toveya. Not a Reyesa for the shepherd. So if I'm Avin Yavin, this is I'm Avin Yavin. If I'm Avin Yavin, the Rajba L'Shitaso is not going to understand the Reyesa the way Tosis understands it. So Tosis' whole Raya is Al Pishitaso, not like the Rajba. So the Rajba has his Kashan Terence, because the Rajba didn't learn the opening line like Tosis, and therefore the Rajba gives a different Terence, which actually has the Reyesa in the opposite direction than Tosis does. But I'm Avin Yavin, work on that. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear what you have to say about that. Tosis again develops the fundamental yisod. Tosis says that no, in our case there is a drora de mamona. But od, continues Tosis, da ika sa'adi da achli trei minai. And also there's another reis over here. There are eidim that the sheep were eaten. So I leave off, I think that Lishitaso is Gishmak. I leave it off as Amev and Yavin. So Tosis in Shavuos holds that there is a Dror de Mamona in our case. And the fact that we didn't mention the Dror de Mamona by Mana Libiyatcha is not a problem, because we already knew that there was a Dror de Mamona. While Tosis in Bava Metzia assumes not that way. Tosis doesn't assume like Rabbeinu Tam, and he assumes that we have a riot from the Sugya that there's going to be a Shavuos Hesus even where there is no Dror de Mamona. And then, the Amevin Yavin that I pointed out is that what Tosis says, that there's a Dror de Mamona by the fact that he's been giving it to him every day, the Rajba was bothered that was entirely superfluous. And if you look at the Reyes of the case in the Rajba, it's almost the exact opposite as Tosis's Reyes. So that's why the Rajba is bothered that the whole introduction is superfluous. Well, according to Tosos, the entire introduction is not superfluous. That's a Beloshan Ulai and Beloshan Maven Yavin for the Talmidim to pound out. But what I want you to think about in your Chazara is to think about the, for sure, everybody has to think about the implication of two Terutzim of Tosos, to Chazar al-Bach, read the two Terutzim, how the Chazanish read the two Terutzim, to appreciate both of the beautiful Mahalchim and the implication, how what seems to be simple words of Tosos, you see the Chachmei HaMesorah have so much, packed so much in to what's going on in the 2 days of Tosos, but we can't forget how to read the Pshat, and how to be choker, but how to read what is the correct Pshat, and to see that usually the Machlokios that we had in Pshat, how to read the Tosos, it's not like we found China. Usually already the Rishonim themselves, or the Poskim themselves, were already arguing about Mirtz Hashem. Based on my read of where the Talmidim are, and if anybody says that my read was not accurate, please let me know. Tomorrow will be a Chazara day, and Moshe is going to be saying Chazara Shir at, you'll decide whether 11:45 or 12. Question and answers in Mirza Shem at 12:45. I want feedback as a Talmidim are growing.